现在是诵读神话语的时间，我们今天要诵读的经文在罗马书的1章14节到17节。在使用教会圣经的话，在新约的第205页。罗马书的1章14节到17节，在新约圣经第205页。翻到后，我们同声来诵读这几节经文。罗马书1章14节，请。希尼帕的聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。求神祝福每一位喜爱并遵行他话语的人。现在我们很高兴请到了北美宣道部的宣教士 Dr. Amitucci， 下面请王牧师介绍今天的讲员。
我很高兴给大家介绍一下，我们今天有位特别的讲员，Dr. Damien Amitucci， 他是我们浸信会纽奥联神学院的教授，也是我们浸信会北美宣道部的宣教士。他跟他的太太Damien and Kate 两位都是宣教士。这次来洛杉矶是因为今天晚上在洛杉矶有个特别的宣教士的差派礼，那早晨的时间呢就来我们教会来分享信息跟分享他们个人的见证，所以我们非常的欢迎他们。We'd like to welcome our speaker, Dr. Damien Amitucci. Damien and Kate are missionaries of the North America Mission Board. They come here for the commissioning service tonight in El Segundo, LA. And they now live in New Orleans. Damien is adjunct professor of the New Orleans Baptist Seminary. It's our honor to have him. Welcome.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be with you here today.
今天很高兴能够跟你们在一起。
I want to thank the Lord for the privilege He has given us to be part of your worship today.
我感谢神今天给我这个权柄，能够在这边跟你们一起来崇拜。
We enjoy those beautiful hymns.
我很喜乐那刚刚所唱的那一些诗歌。
As you have been told, I'm here with my wife Kate.
刚刚圣像牧师所讲的，我今天跟我的太太在这个地方。
We are also here with our two family friends.
我也另外有两个我家里的朋友。
So we have Don and Diana that are here.
他的朋友 Diana 在这个地方。
Want to stand so that they can see?
请他们站起来。
They have been with us in our long journey in America.
他跟我们已经在美国一段很长的时间。
We are like their children.
我们正像他们的孩子一样。
I'm his African adopted son.
他们是可以说是非洲的先生太太。
We met in Africa when she was on mission field.
我们在非洲的时候相见，当他们是在非洲的宣教士。
So we connected and since then I've been with her.
我们在那个时候在一起，然后一起回到美国。
In French, there is something they say, mon pied ton pied.
他讲的话我们听不懂。
That means my leg, your leg.
他说我的脚就是你的脚。
So in other words, I will never leave you.
所以我永远不会离开你。
They supported us through our graduate studies and our settlement in here in America.
他们支持我们来读研究所，然后帮助我们在美国定居下来。
And our ministry both in Africa and here in the United States.
让我在非洲的时候是一个牧师，然后在这边也是一个。
God has used them tremendously to bless us.
神
这是很重要，他们来祝福我跟我们的家庭。
We also have a beloved sister with us.
啊，我也有一个亲爱的姐妹跟我们在一起。
She has been extremely wonderful.
啊 ，she 真是对我们非常的好。
So she's Sister Beth.
啊，她是Beth。
We connected with her about 5 years ago.
啊，我们跟她大概在五年前相见。
By then, I was still a student at the Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky.
啊，那个时候我在Kentucky 的一个神学院的学生。
And then we are living in Ohio, Cincinnati area.
啊，然后在那个时候我们就在 Ohio 的地方住。
Without knowing us, without seeing us, she connected with us and have been our tremendous supporter.
啊，从那个时候一直到现在，她真是一直我们很大的一个支柱力。
In fact, yesterday was the first time we saw one another face to face.
四年前我们第一次见面。
But she had been a great financial and spiritual supporter.
她在经济上跟在我的传福音的工作上一直给我很大的帮助。
We are grateful to God for people like this.
我真是很感谢神在我身边给我那么多帮助我的人。
Without them, we wouldn't be where God wants us to be.
我如果没有这些人，我真是不能再像今天的这个样子。
So I bring you greetings from New Orleans.
所以我今天从纽约带来温安。
Kate and myself, we are blessed with 5 children.
我有五个孩子。
So one will be 18 this month, this week.
老大这个礼拜就要十八岁。
And the youngest will be 4 next month.
最小的下个礼也要四岁。
And others are in between.
然后其他三个就在这中间。
So we have 4 girls and 1 boy.
我们有四个女孩，一个男孩。
And our children, actually looking at our children, they are the history. They reveal the history of our lives.
这些孩子真是反映了我们家庭的历史。
One was born in Nigeria.
老大是在奈及利亚诞生。
That's the country of our birth. That's where we are originally from.
这是从他们原来的地方。
The other three we are born in the country of Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire.
其他三个是在象牙海岸出生。
Where we served for 8 years as missionaries.
他们在那个地方当了宣教士，当了8年。
And one is an American.
一个是在美国出生。
So there was a time before I went to New Orleans, there was an opportunity for me to go to Canada.
在我到纽约之前，我有一个机会到加拿大去。
So I told them I wouldn't go to Canada.
我跟他们讲说我不愿意到加拿大去。
Because my wife, I told her that whichever country I go to, I must have a child.
因为到任何一个国家，我必须有一个孩子。
So she says she's not going to have another child.
所以我不需要再一个另外一个孩子。
So I said, okay, I'm stuck here in America.
所以我留在美国这个地方。
So any day she changes her mind, then I'll go to another country.
所以什么时候我太太改变主意，我就到另外一个国家去。
So we have been richly blessed by the Lord.
我们这是你说神很大很丰盛的祝福。
So we have served as missionaries.
我们当一个宣教士。
And now we are teaching pastors how to plant new churches.
让我们现在在神学院教导这些牧师怎么做职场的工作。
So today we are officially commissioned by the North American Mission Board.
我们今天是正式的被美国北美宣教会案例为宣教士。
So we are glad to be part of your worship today.
我们今天真是很高兴能够参加你们的崇拜。
We shall share with you from Romans chapter 1.
我们今天要跟你们一起分享罗马福音第一章。
And before we do that, let's go to the word, Lord in prayer.
让我们先一起祷告。
Abba Father, we come before you this morning.
爸父神，我们今天早上一起到你面前来。
We trust in your mercy and your grace.
我们相信你的恩典。
That you will open our hearts and our minds.
你要打开我们的心，打开我们的脑筋。
To hear your truth.
来听见你自己的
真理 to hear your word,
来听见你的话语
and to live it out,
然后来活出来
in Jesus' name,
奉主的名
Amen.
Amen.
And our topic is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
我今天的福音是我不以福音为耻
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻
And we shall read from Romans chapter 1, 14 to 17.
我们刚刚已经从罗马书第一章14节读到17节。
I am under obligation both to the Greeks and to the barbarians.
无论是希利人或外人，
both to the wise and the foolish，
聪明人、愚拙人。
So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome。
我都劝他们在，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel，
我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God for salvation。
这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
To everyone who believes，
救一些相信的人。
To the Jews first，
先是犹太人。
And also to the Greek，
后是希利尼人。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed，
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
From faith to faith，
这义是本于信，以至于信。
As it is written， the righteous shall live by faith，
如经上所记，义人必因信而生。
The book of Romans was written by Apostle Paul.
罗马书是使徒保罗所写的。
He wrote it when he was in the city of Corinth, ministering to the people of Corinth.
是他在哥林多的城所写的，当他在那个地方牧会的时候。
Like many of us, he saw that he has fulfilled his work and ministry in that part of the world.
在那个时候，他感觉他已经做完他在那个地方所能够做的事情。
He made it as a duty to preach the gospel only where it has never been preached.
他定义要在没有福音、没有传道的地方，在那个地方来传福音。
And having finished preaching in the Middle East and around Asia Minor, now he set his eyes towards the West.
当他在中东跟在小亚细亚传完福音之后，他开始就定义想要往西边来走。
So the letter to the Romans was an introduction of himself and the message he has been preaching.
所以这个罗马的书信就是来介绍他自己，向罗马地方的基督徒来介绍他自己。
So we are not told in the book of Romans how the church in Rome was started.
所以我们不清楚在罗马的教会是怎么开始的。
But we knew from Acts of the Apostles that in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, there were visitors from Rome in the day of Pentecost.
但是我们从使徒行传，我们知道在圣灵降临的那一天，有信徒从罗马的有罗马人从罗马来。
We have over 15 nations represented on the day of Pentecost.
在使徒行传的那个圣灵大降临的时候，大概有15个国家的人在那个地方。
They were from different regions of the world.
他们从世界各个不同的地方来。
So many of them returned back to their regions and to their cities.
那很多人就回到他们原来的城市去。
And as they were returning, they took the gospel with them.
当他们回到他们本来居住的地方的时候，福音就跟着他们回到那个地方。
So probably the church in Rome was started by some of the first group of believers that experienced the Pentecost.
所以很可能，罗马的教会就是那一些从在圣灵降临的时候，在耶路撒冷领受福音的人带回到罗马去的。
Paul, when he gave his life to the Lord during the Damascus experience, road experience,
保罗在他在大马士革的经验之后，他写了下面的书。
He started preaching the gospel.
他开始传讲福音。
Remember, he was a persecutor of the gospel.
你们记得他在这之前是在迫害教会的。
And because of his work as a persecutor of the gospel, and now when he started preaching it, most people knew about him.
因为他在过去是在很有名，在逼迫教会的，所以当他开始传福音的时候，很多人知道保罗这个人。
But not many have seen him facially.
但是很少人真是见过他的面。
So the letter to the Romans was an introduction of himself and the ministry he has been doing, the gospel he has been preaching, and his desire to support the church and for the church to sponsor him to go to Spain.
所以他这一封信就来向罗马的教会介绍他自己，那么也期待罗马的教会能够资助他到西班牙去传福音。
In Romans chapter 15,
在罗马书第十五章。罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15, reading from verse 22, he says this.
从第二十二节圣经上说。
This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you.
我因多次被拦阻，总不得到你们那里去。
But now since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you,
但如今在这里，在没有可传的地方，而且这好几年，我切心想望到你们那里去。
I hope to see you in person as I go to Spain.
我先切换接到你，当我到西班牙的时候。
And be helped on my journey there by you.
希望我盼望从你们那里经过，可以得见你们。
Once I have enjoyed your company for a while.
先与你们彼此交往。
So he was writing to them to tell them that he's on his way to Spain.
他在跟保罗的信徒讲说，当他经过西班牙的时候。
But he will stop over to minister to them.
他会停下来跟他们来交往。
Chapter 1 verse 11, he said he wants to impart some spiritual gift to them so that they can grow more and become more matured.
在罗马福音第一章第十一节，他说到，他希望把属灵的恩赐来教导给他们。
So in chapter 15, we saw that he said that he wanted them also to be a blessing and a support to his work.
在第十五章，他讲到说，他也期望罗马的教会能够成为他的祝福，成为他的支柱。
So he wanted the church and himself to meet for mutual benefits.
所以他希望跟罗马的教会能够见面，然后彼此成为祝福。
So, but the first declaration after introducing himself was to say what he has been preaching.
那他讲完这些之后，他就开始讲说他讲到底传了哪一些福音。
Chapter 1, Romans verse 16 and 17, he says thus.
在罗马福音第一章的第十六节这样说。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
第十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
To the Jews first and also to the Greek.
先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
因为神的义在这福音上显明出来。
As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
这信是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，一人必因信得生。
Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗说，我不以福音为耻。
Why will he talk about being ashamed of the gospel?
为什么保罗会讲这句话？
In those days, Christianity was a minority religion.
在那个时候，基督教是一个少数人的信仰。
It was not an approved state religion.
它不是罗马国家所赞同承认的一个宗教。
It took about 300 years plus before Christianity was recognized by the Roman Empire.
那后来经过大概300多年的时候，基督教才被罗马承认。
That was during the time of Constantine.
是在康斯坦丁王的时候。
But at this time when Paul was preaching, it was still seen as a sect.
在这个时候，当保罗在传福音的时候，还是看着一个小群的宗
教。It was looked down, it was despised, and it was not encouraged to spread.
它是被人所歧视的，是不被鼓励的。
Leaders of Christian faith are seen as leaders of maybe a secret cult.
那些基督教的领袖被看作是那些秘密团体的领袖。
Those of us that are from China, you understand what I mean by understanding this passage even better than some of us because of the experience some of you may have had with underground churches.
那些从中国来的基督徒可能更能够了解这一段的经文，特别是你在中国参加那些地下教会的人。
You know how they stay despise some of the leaders and come always and every time imprison some of them and put them away.
你知道那些在中国教会地下教会的领袖，当他们传福音的时候，他们常会被关，他们是被歧视的。
But regardless of how the state or the society was looking at Christianity, Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel."
但是不论社会怎么看他们，保罗说，我不以福音为耻。
And remember, he also desired to visit this Rome. Rome then was the capital city of the Imperial Roman Empire.
记得他期望到罗马去，罗马在那个时候是罗马帝国的首都。
It was the citadel of power.
它是权力的中心。
It was the place where the great Caesars were living.
那是伟大的凯撒居住的地方。
It was a place where you had a big Roman Senate.
是罗马很多文化的中心。
It's a place where the nobles and rulers rubbed shoulders.
是那些贵族来往的地方。
It was a place where societal divisions and classifications mattered.
是在那个时候社会的阶层很明显的地方。
So it was also a place where you have a lot of slaves.
也是在那个地方有很多的奴隶。
Rome was a cosmopolitan city.
罗马是一个大都会。
They have people from everywhere.
他们有从世界各地来的人。
Those that Roman Empire had conquered through wars.
那些人从罗马帝国所征服的地方来。
It was a place where immigrants and people that had been defeated in wars could come and live.
那些很多移民是从那些被罗马帝国打败的国家的人。
In fact, at a point in Roman history, half of the population were slaves and people that are from other countries.
在那个时候，罗马一半的人是奴隶，那是从外地来的。
Probably Rome in those days was just like what we have today in Los Angeles.
有可能罗马那个时候的情况就跟今天在洛杉矶一样。
49% of Los Angeles inhabitants are of Spanish origin.
49% 这洛杉矶的人是西班牙族的后裔。
Los Angeles is one of the most diverse cities and counties in the United States.
洛杉矶是在美国最复杂的一个城市。
It's a commercial center.
一个商业中心。
It's an international business center.
是一个国际的商业中心。
It's an entertainment capital of the world because of Hollywood.
是娱乐界的中心，因为好莱坞。
There are a lot of things going on here.
很多事情在这个地方发生。
We have people from different parts of the world.
我们有从世界各地来的人。
In the city of Los Angeles, we have about 4 million inhabitants.
在洛杉矶有400万的人。
And in the greater Los Angeles, we have about 14 million.
在大洛杉矶大概有1400万的人。
It's about the fourth largest cosmopolitan urban area in the world.
在全世界上是第四个大都会的中心。
Then can you say, just like Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel?
你能够像保罗那样子在今天的这个地方说，我不以福音为耻。
Will you be willing to share it and preach it even in a city just like this?
你愿意在这样的一个城市里面来传福音吗？
Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
I am ready to preach it even for those of you that are in Rome.
我随时愿意传福音给任何人。
Can you say boldly that I'm ready to share the gospel with those that are living in Los Angeles?
你敢大胆地说，我今天愿意传福音给任何住在洛杉矶的吗？
Whether my friends in the neighborhood or colleagues in school or classmates or whosoever.
或是你的邻居，或是你在工作地方的同事吗？
Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Why will he talk about this?
他为什么这样讲？
Verse 17 said something.
第十七节说，
It says, for in the righteousness, for in it, that's the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。
Before you understand that, you have to understand the nature and the fallenness of humanity.
在你了解这个之前，你要先了解人的本性。
You know the scripture said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And in Psalm chapter 14 verses 2 and 3, the scripture says.
在诗篇第十四篇第二节说。
The Bible says God looked down from heaven.
诗篇说耶和华从天上垂看。
To see among the children of men whether there is anyone, just one person.That has an understanding that sees God. He said there was none. He could not find anyone.
他在查看世人，在这世人当中有没有一个人，他是明白神的，是追求神的。
So Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived.
所罗门是在这个世界上活过的人，最
聪明的人。In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20.
在传道书第七章第二十节说。
He said there is no righteous person that does not commit evil or sin.
说在世界上没有一个行善而不作恶的人。
In the first three chapters of the book of Romans,
在罗马的前面三章，第三章
Paul demonstrated that both Jews and Gentiles were condemned and they are all sinners.
保罗说，不管是犹太人还是希利人，都是被神定罪的。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
他们都亏欠了，他们都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Measured from the righteousness of God, none of us is good enough.
若是从神的公义的标准，没有一个人是够好的。
Those of us that are in school, when you get like 90%, 95%, you tap yourself by the back, you have tried.
如果你在学校你考了 95%, 99%, 你可以说你不错。
But with God,
但是跟神来讲
99.9% is still a failure.
99.9%, 你还是失败。
So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
所以世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
So and the wages of sin is death.
所以是什么是是罪呢？
So the consequences, the result of committing a sin or sins will be death.
那犯了罪的结果是什么呢？圣经说罪的工价乃是死。
But the gospel became a good news because Jesus Christ took our place.
但是福音给我们一个好的消息，耶稣基督取代了我们的地位。
He who knew no sin became a sin so that we can obtain the righteousness of God.
一个没有罪的人，他取代我们的样式，以致我们能够称义在神的面前。
Through the gospel, God dealt once and for all the problem of sin.
经过福音，神一次而永远的将罪的问题解决。
So Paul, because he understood this, could boldly say, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation."
因为保罗清楚地认识这个神的恩典，所以他可以说，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信。
It makes no difference the kind of sin you are involved in.
不管你犯了任何的罪。
It does not matter the level and the deep you may have fallen.
不管你到底在罪中沉沦多深。
The gospel is able to reach you and save you and deliver you.
这福音能够达到你，能够将你从那个罪的当中把你救出来。
It is the power of God unto salvation.
这是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
So Paul said, "I am not ashamed because I have something that can save people from their sins."
所以保罗说，我不以福音为耻，因为我有一个东西能够救一切在罪恶当中的人。
I want to proclaim it boldly.
我要大胆的来宣告。
How I wish all of us can speak like that.
我们当中有哪一些人能够像保罗这样大胆
的说。How I wish all of us can be bold and free, just like Paul was.
我们怎么样能够像保罗这样？很大胆的来传福音。
Even though we are living in a multicultural world,
虽然我们住在一个多种文化的地方。
Even though we are living in a diverse culture and society,
虽然我们住在一个很复杂、很不同的环境。
Even though we are from different ethnic backgrounds and races,
虽然我们从不同的种族的背景。
God has placed you here not by accident.
神没有不小心把你放在这个地方。
God has revealed His Son to you not by accident.
神已经清楚跟你讲，他带你来这个地方是有用的。
You can be an instrument in the hand of the Lord.
你可以在神的面手中成为一个贵重的工具。
You can be a channel of blessing.
你可以成为一个神祝福的管道。
God will love you to be bold and free to proclaim the gospel.
神渴望你真是成为一个大胆的福音的出口。
There is still another reason why Paul was not afraid or ashamed of the gospel.
另外一个原因，保罗为什么不以福音为耻？
It is through the gospel that the devil was dealt with.
因为经由这个福音，魔鬼被对付了。
Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says,
以弗所书圣经这样说，
that all who sin are under the power of the evil one.
那些犯罪的人都在魔鬼的权柄之下。
And 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
The Bible says the Son of God,
圣经上说神的儿子
was made manifest,
来显明
was revealed,
来表明
to destroy the works of the devil,
要摧毁那个恶者一切的工作。
I don't know the works of the devil in your life.
我不晓得那恶者在你的生活当中。
I don't know how the devil may be attacking you or.Disturbing you.
我不知道那个恶者怎么样来攻击你，怎么样来搅扰你。
But in the gospel, we have victory over his powers.
但是在这神的福音里面，我们已经得胜了。我们
Through the gospel, you become free and be liberated from his hands.
因为经由福音，我们得到释放。
So when Jesus died at the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上的时候
，He took our place.
他取代了我们的地位。
He took our punishment.
他他承受了我们
受的刑罚。He paid the price for our sins.
他付了我们罪的代价。
Now in turn, he gives us the liberty.
然后他赐给我们自由。
He gave us the freedom.
他赐给我们释放。
So the gospel became a good news.
所以这个福音成为一个好消息。
It is a good news because we have nothing to pay.
因为这是一个好消息，因为我们不需要付任何的代价。
It is a good news because we have the price have been paid by Jesus Christ.
因为这是好消息，因为所有一切的代价都被
主耶稣付了。It is free and it is given to you freely.
这个是一个白白的恩典，是白白的给你。
And the issue and the question that comes to you this morning is this.
所以今天早上我要问你一个问题。
How will you proclaim the gospel?
你要怎么样来宣讲这个福音呢?
Will you be able to share it with your neighbors?
你可以跟你的邻居来讲这个福音吗?
See, many of us, we congregate and live alone just within our own group.
我们常常就是只有我们在小圈圈里面。
But God has given you a big responsibility.
但是神给你一个很大的责任。
In America today, we have many of...Other religions and other cultures come into the states.
今天在美国有很多不同的宗教，有很多不同的文化跑到美国来。
We have a good proportion of Native Americans that have not known the Lord.
在美国有一大部分的原住民，他们不晓得福音。
They distrust the Anglos.
他们不相信美国人。
But they are more open to the Asians.
但是他们比较开放对亚洲人。
Most of the ministries to the Native Americans are from the Koreans.
大部分像这些美国原住民来传福音的是韩国人。
There are about 8 million Muslims living in this country today.
在美国大概有800万的回教徒。
Because of 9/11, an average American is afraid of the Muslims.
因为911的事件，大部分的美国人很怕这些回教徒。
But the Hispanics have been much more bolder and freer and get more result in ministering to the Muslims.
但是这些西班牙籍 的基督徒，他们就很大胆的来向这些回教徒传福音。
How and where can God use you to proclaim His gospel?
今天神要怎么用你来传他的福音呢？
We have about 500,000 Sikh adherents living here in the United States. Sikh religion. We have about, okay, we have a lot of Indian religions here in the United States.
我们有很多那些印第安的宗教在美国的地方。
And over 2 million Indians are living here in the States.
大概有200万的印度人在这个地方。
And a place like Yuba City in Northern California, we have the greatest Sikh population and Sikh temple here in the United States.
在北加州的Yuba的地方，大概是印度回教士最多的地方。
The highest number of Iranians living in U.S. are living here in California.
在美国伊朗人最多的地方是在加州。
And there is no country in the world that Iran respects and has a good relationship better than Chinese.
伊朗在今天大概跟中国是有最好的关系。
They don't care about Americans.
他们不理美国人。
But when China speaks, Iran will listen.
但是当中国人讲话的时候，伊朗人会听。
How will you use the gospel to reach them for the Lord?
今天要怎么样将神的福音来传给那些还没有听到人
？We have over 20,000 20 million New Age adherents in the living in United States today.
我们今天有2000万的。这些 New Age 的信徒在美国。
Because of your background in Eastern religion, you are much more qualified to minister to them.
因为你们对这种东方文化的了解你们更有能力能够将福音传给这些所谓 New Age 就是这些新世纪信仰的人。
Where is your vision of reaching the lost?
你的意向在什么地方？你要向什么人来传福音？
Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel."
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
You know, I used to be a minister, ministering to international students.
你知道我过去曾是向那些国际学生来传福音的宣教士。
In Miami University, Oxford, Ohio.
在迈阿密大学。
In that school, we have most of the people in the sciences, from engineering to the medicine, are all Chinese or Japanese.
大部分的学生在工学院或者在医学院都是中国人或是日本人。
And we know all the issues happening today. Before, about 60% of those who finish their doctorate degree remain in the United States, but today they are migrating back to their home countries.
大概 60% 的那些人他们毕业之后留在这个地方，但是今天可能很多人已经慢慢回到。
A majority of them are Chinese.
大部分的都是中国人。
So how will God use you to minister to the lost?
所以今天到底神要怎么用你来向这样的人来传福音？
You are now the second official economic power in the world.
今天中国是世界上的第二个经济大国。
And Americans are afraid because you are too close for a comfort.
美国现在很担心，因为你已经太接近了。
And we saw how much you displayed your power during the Olympics.
我们看见你在奥林匹克大会的时候，怎么样展示你的实力。
So how will God use you and your influence?
所以神今天要怎么样用你，用你的影响力。
You are uniquely placed to minister the gospel at this time, at this age.
你真是神在这个世纪，在这个时代放你在这个地方。
Even though China is not a Christian nation, but you have more Christians in China than in the United States.
虽然今天中国不是一个基督教的国家，但是今天在中国的基督徒比在美国的基督徒更多。
At least you have over 100 million Christians in China.
因为今天你大概在中国至少有一亿的基督徒。
But that is nothing compared to your population of 1 billion.
当然那个一亿人跟十亿人比起来还是差一点。
But the point is that God has blessed you.
但是重点是神今天已经祝福了你。
And those of us that are living here are doubly blessed.
但是特别在今天在这个地方的人是神加倍祝福的人。
Paul said, I am not afraid of the gospel.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
I am not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以福音为耻。
Because it is the power of God unto salvation.
因为这是神的大能要救一切相信的人。
How can God use you?
神今天怎么能用你呢？
Are you afraid or are you ashamed?
你害怕吗？还是你以福音为耻吗？
Many of us are ashamed and afraid because of our cultural background.
我们当中很多人可能害怕来传福音，可能以福音为耻，因为我们的文化背景。
What would my parents say?
我的父母会怎么讲呢？
What will my family say?
我的家庭会怎么讲呢？
What will my government do to me?
我的政府会对我怎么样呢？
But Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
但是保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Some of us are afraid because of our friends around us.
有一些人可能害怕，因为怕我们的朋友。
But Paul said, I am not ashamed of him.
但是保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Because that's the only salvation for humankind.
因为这是对人类的一个拯救。
There is no other name given among men whereby we can be saved except that name Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督说在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
God can use you.
神可以用你。
Will you open up yourself to be used by God?
你愿意打开你自己让神来用你吗？
I know we as a church were involved in mission in China.
我们当成一个教会，我们是参与这个地方的宣教。
And we praise God for that.
我们感谢神。
But what about our neighborhoods?
那我们的邻居呢？
But what about the city of Los Angeles?
那在洛杉矶这个城市。
But what about other Chinese areas?
还有中国其他的地方呢？
We need to reach them for the Lord.
我们需要向这些地方。
But don't limit yourself to ethnic Chinese.
不要限制你自己只对那些中国人。
See the world as your parish.
这个世界正在沉沦。
Because much of the world is more open to you today than ever before.
今天这个世界对你是比较开放的。
For example, the investment going on in my home country, Nigeria, is more of the Chinese.
大部分到奈及利亚的投资是从中国去的。
We have over $4 billion contract in oil awarded to Chinese company.
在奈及利亚大概有40亿的投资是中国的公司。
There are Chinese institutions and cultural centers being built all over Africa.
在非洲很多的地方有中国的文化中心，中国的公司。
In BBC News last week, there was an article.
在商业周刊上个礼拜有一篇文章这样
说。Because the country of Rwanda is making English an official language. The country of Rwanda.Is making English an official language. It was a French-speaking country before.
罗旺达这个国家以前是一个华语的国家，现在变成一个美语的国家。
They want their schools to be taught in English.
他们学校开始教英文。
Then there is this debate going on.
有一个争论这样。
Some people are asking, why do you want to make English an official language when the Chinese are already dominating the world?
他们在问说为什么你要用英文做官方语言，为什么不用中文？因为中文已经在非洲更盛行。
And it's a serious argument, it's a serious debate because you still have the largest number of people in the world speaking Chinese.
这是一个很认真的问题，因为世界上很多人正在讲中文。
Economically and politically, you are already making a great stride and progress.
在经济上，在政治上，中国是已经有夸大了很大的脚步。
But those things are nothing compared to the power of the gospel.
但是这些跟神的福音的大能来比起来还是不能比。
Paul said I am not ashamed of the gospel.
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Are you ashamed?
你以福音为耻吗？
Are you afraid of sharing the gospel?
你害怕来跟别人分享福音吗？
God is depending on you.
神正在等待你。
God wants you to share it.
神希望你能够分享。
Because there is no other thing that can save.
你没有其他的福音能够来救人
or deliver from the hand of the enemy
从仇敌的手中把他们拯救出来
except the gospel of Jesus Christ
除了耶稣基督的福音之外
in him alone is life
只有在他里面才有
生命 in him is hope
只有在他里面才有希望
in him is the answer to all the human problems
只有在他里面才有对整个人类一切问题的
without him we are lost and lost forever
这些人将会永远的沉沦
So how many of us are willing?
你们当中有几个人愿意呢？
Even if you have to pay a heavy price,
即使你要付一个很大的代价。
God has placed you in a unique position.
神把你放在一个非常特别的地方。
So will you disappoint him or will you honor his word?
你要让他失望呢，还是你愿意来接受他的差遣？
Shall we pray together?
让我们一起祷告。
I want you to pray and commit yourself to the Lord.
我要为你们来祷告。
Ask him, how can I share the gospel?
问神说我要怎么样来分享福音。
Where am I ashamed of sharing the gospel?
我是不是感觉可耻来分享福音呢？
How can I share it boldly?
我怎么样能够大胆的来分享这个福音呢？
But before you can do that, you also need to know him personally.
在这个之前，你必须要先真的。来认识他。
If you want to give your life to the Lord,
如果你愿意把你的一生献给主
，and you want to have a personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ,
你有一个个人的关系，跟主有个人的关系
，this is your opportunity,
这是你的机会。
So you can raise your hand up and we'll pray with you.
你可以举起手来，我要为你祷告。
And there is something you are ashamed of or afraid of, you want God to remove that so that you can share the gospel freely.
若是你在你心中有一些惧怕有一些害羞，让你不能跟人家分享福音的
，and you can raise your hand and we'll pray.
你可以举起手来求神将这些拦阻来移去。
Heavenly Father, you have seen all the hands that are raised up for you.
天上的父，你看见那些举手的人。
Father, whatever is the obstacle, whatever is the hindrance that is stopping them from sharing your gospel freely.
父神，不管是任何的拦阻，拦阻他们来自由地传你的福音。
We command such an obstacle to be removed right now in the name of Jesus.
我们将这些拦阻摆在你面前，奉主的名。
Father, anyone here that have not known you.
父神，今天在我们当中任何人不认识你。
Lord, and you have opened your heart to hear your word this morning.
主，求你这个时候就开他们的心，让他们听见。
We pray that Jesus will be born in their heart in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主的名来祷告，让主今天就生在他们的心里。
Lord, we pray by your spirit and by your power.
主，我们奉你的灵，奉你的能力来祷告。
As we live in today's America.
我们今天住在美国这个地方。
Lord, we'll be bold and be free to share your word.
给我们大胆来传你的福音。
You will use us to minister to the people that are lost living around us.
你用我们来向那些正要失丧的灵魂来传你的福音。
Holy Spirit, we invite you.
圣洁的灵，我们求你。
To fill us afresh and to give us a new perspective and vision to share your word.
求你来充满我们，给我们一个新的意象，给我们一个新的看见，来传你的福音。
Thank you, our Lord and our King.
神，我们感谢你。
For in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.